Hi, everyone. Welcome to Two Bald Guys Talking Safety. I'm Langdon DeMint.
And I'm Julian Taylor.
And welcome to our podcast.
Welcome back to Two Bald Guys Talking Safety. And this is part two of our conversation with Mark Wilkinson. And we're in the midst of a fascinating discussion where we're looking at the role that understanding personality can play in managing safety and health more effectively.
I was going to pick up on that self-awareness piece because, I mean, the question you asked me on the webinar was, do you think different people have a different perception to risk? And of course they do. And I suppose it's not necessarily that in-depth understanding of risk associated to their job always, but it's maybe that self-perception of actually, have I seen a risk? Is the starting point, isn't it? So actually, and what are the guys, we talk about Jason Anker, don't we, who I know you work with, and Jason's got a really tragic story. I'll let you tell your conversation that you had with Jason.
Absolutely. I mean, Jason's a personal friend now, an amazing guy. We swapped books. So I sent him Life Remixed, he sent me Paralysis to Success. And we both read them during lockdown, actually. And I did ask him, I said, would you have a look at this eColors personality diversity safety system? Because I think it's really powerful. And once we'd read each other's books, I said, would you try this? So he did it, and he came out as yellow over blue as well, the same as myself, which explained a lot very, very quickly for both of us. But Jason's story, essentially, he fell off a ladder when he was 24 years of age, working in his family business with his father-in-law, and he fell off the ladder. And when you read the chapter in Paralysis to Success where he says, I'm laying on the floor and I can't feel my legs, you know, it's really like, I mean, we can't even begin, can we, to try and experience or understand that, you know, or have any experience of that. So Jason, yeah, amazing story. I mean, he's been through the ringer, you know, he's, you know, drugs and drink and everything else, and you know, it was really, really down. And when I first saw Jason speak, probably about 10 years ago at Heathrow when I was there, I thought he was quite angry. He was talking about his story and everything, but you could tell he still had, you know, some anger things that were still there, and understandably so. But I followed his career for plenty of times. And when I asked him to look at his e-colors during lockdowns or during the lockdown, he did his yellow blue diversity indicator, and we went through how you could get hurt. And the top two answers for a yellow and a blue for how they could get hurt is jumping in to help other people as a yellow, and yep, avoiding conflict or being rushed or relying on others as a blue. And when I showed him this, and I showed him the top five answers taken from yellow blue personality styles over 1.4 million people globally, I showed him this, and he literally, I mean, I'll never forget it, he sort of sat back in his wheelchair and he just said to me, he said, my God, he said, if I'd have known about this when I was 24, the day before my accident, it may never have happened. And for a man who spent 30 years in a wheelchair to come at me with that, I got goosebumps. I was like, oh my God, I was like, Jace, I said, wow. I said, you know, could I use that? Do you mind me just like letting people know about this so that we can help more people, you know, hopefully avoid these kind of life-changing issues? And he said, of course, Mark. He said, go for it. And that was about 4 years ago. And I'm pleased to say, actually, that Jason's actually halfway through becoming an e-colors practitioner with us. And we'll be finishing that in the next couple of weeks. And we'll become an e-colors practitioner and take that out into his new courses that he's delivering in 2025. Because what we do, you know, I will never, ever, ever be so egotistical to claim this is the answer to everything. No, this is a tool in your toolkit that allows you to have some self-awareness of yourself when you're maybe being too much for others, or indeed if you're rewinding and recoiling from others and stuff like that, but understanding yourself. And then the key to this is if when you say to someone, oh, okay, so Myers-Briggs, you've done MBTI, okay, can you remember your letters? Occasionally I get one person goes, oh, I'm an ENT. I go, wow. I say, okay, amazing. I say, can you now tell me the letters of every other person in this team? Not a chance. You know, it's not designed for that. Whereas actually you know, Jules, we've spoken, you know, you're more likely yellow-blue tendencies. Well, I'm not going to forget that, you know. it's just easy for me to remember that. Yeah. You know, it's easy for me to remember that, you know, my tendencies are yellow-red, my wife's a green-blue, my little nephew is red-blue. You know, it's so easy to remember. We've got children as young as 7 that complete e-colours. And when you think about that, there's really no excuse for any adult to not understand this information. And the last thing I'll say, you know, certainly, you know, on this particular point around Jason is when I'm delivering e-colours as a behavioural safety session, and this is not about me, by the way, this is about the information, I generally get a round of applause at the end of it. Now, I don't know how many safety courses that you've delivered and how many rounds of applause did you get at the end, but for me, that's not been a regular thing. But when you show e-colours and you show people personality diversity of themselves and everyone else in the room, people, they 99% of the time, people just love it. They just love it because it helps them.
I was going to say something like you can take the boy out of the DJ, but can't take the DJ out of the boy. It's probably something to do with that, Mark. But,
well, yeah. The other thing about that is that people say to me, don't you miss DJing? Don't you miss music? Well, no, I still have a radio show. I still do a couple of bits of music production here and there, and I still am involved. I like a good record when I hear a great record. You know, I listen to my music on my exercise bike, all that great stuff. But I don't miss the music or the DJing because when I deliver an e-colour session, the best part for me, when I used to play records in nightclubs, I play records in nightclubs and people celebrate, they put their arms in the air, they're dancing, having a great time. That's just an amazing feeling that you've chosen that music and then those people, you know, they love it. The e-colours is exactly the same because when I talk to people, I give people a session on e-colours, I see the light bulbs go off. I had one guy say to me, where were you when I was 20? Because I'm on my third marriage at the moment. And if I'd have known about this, then I might not have divorced the first.
You could have saved people a fortune, Mark, is what he's saying. Yeah.
Come and see me. I'll help you out. But, you know, it's so important that that we have this level of awareness of ourselves and other people. And for me, what e-colours does, it opens the door to safety discussions. You guys know how difficult it can be. We're all safety professionals. We'll talk about this. How difficult it can be out there to try and have positive safety discussions with people. It can be a massive, massive challenge. Once you've got e-colours, it becomes a lot less of a challenge. And actually, for me, that reduces conflict, which actually makes me feel a lot more comfortable.
Well, I think we talk trying to start the job when truly healthy and safe and prepared. And you think about what that means every day. I mean, I've done it. I know Jules has done it. Guarantee you have, Mark. I mean, if you've thought of a job, have you really been as prepared as you should have been? I can say no a lot of times. And, you know, I've used the example I've made my two girls a big playhouse. And I did it. So I'm in Tennessee, the middle of summer. It gets hot, high humidity. There were times just a simple cutting wood. My safety glasses were in the garage. I was in the back. You know what? I can close my left eye, kind of do the right effort. It's a little light. Something as simple as that. And then you really exacerbate it and think about large jobs that have, I mean, not say that's not high hazard, but truly high hazard where they're in the midst of working with other peers. If I don't start when truly healthy, safe, prepared, and this perfectly ties into that, I think, and I can even be more cognizant of those around me if I really am, to where myself as well. I mean, we saw so BLS in the States just released the non-fatal occupational injury illness rates, and they went down. Great. But we're still seeing, I mean, for the most part, it's still a certain level of plateau, but you still have the fatalities. You still have the serious injuries that are occurring. You still have those, like, crap happens. So to me, you start thinking, well, how can we ensure that we are as best prepared at least as possible? And honestly, this is something that, to your point, it's another notch in your tool belt, so to speak, where if you have that, you could be prepared to be able to start the job and understand what's around you.
So if I showed you this as the sort of one of our handouts we give out, this is how I could get hurt from a personality perspective. And I've already mentioned the yellow jumping in to help other people, and the blue being rushed or indeed relying on other people or conflict avoidance and stuff like that. If you look at the red part of us, and we all have a percentage of all of these, but we tend to go to our top two as indicators. If you look at the red, it could be rushing and taking a perceived calculated risk. And from the green perspective, a lack of information and time to process things. But all of these could lead to ourselves or others being hurt. But if I was watching, if people are not prepared, and yes, it's a familiar story, it's all a bit lastminute.com, the planning's not what it should be, that kind of thing. But if, as an example, you've got a lot of top colour reds in that group that are very much like, well, we need to get on because we're on task and we've got, you know, deadlines and times and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But if they do rush or take a perceived calculated risk and they are a top colour red, well, guess what? You know, we can give them some awareness, and there's a pause button on your wrist. And now let's talk about this. And actually, you know, do we really need to jump in like this? Actually, if you just pause that for a minute, if we spoke to a top colour green and got more detail and planning in place, would that be really, really helpful as well? Or if we dip into our green, if it's one of our lower scores, all of these things can be hugely, hugely helpful. And someone described it to me the other day, actually, one of the new practitioners that's come in. He said to me, because he's got some skills, you know, from coaching in other areas, he said to me, the e-colours is the fast track. It's the fast track to getting what you want. So if you want to get to that planning stage and you want to make things are well, well planned, if we all know each other's e-colours at the start point, right, okay, so, you know, planning, we need to get that right. Yes, we want to get the task done and we want to do it safely and all the other great stuff, but we need to get our planning done first. So let's make sure we all dip into our green percentage, make sure we've got our plan in place and it's you know, watertight, bulletproof, whatever you want to call it. But again, you know, the big stuff, when you start to ask people these questions, how you can get hurt, but more importantly, how can we prevent that? You know, how can you disrupt teamwork? And how can we prevent that? You know, so from my perspective, and if we go back to Jason Anker, Jason, high yellow percentage, same as myself. Jason actually, when he started to understand this, he suddenly realized that he would go into meetings and just ramble. And he actually gets now a piece of paper and he writes the word pause in huge capital letters, you know, and he just does that to himself. Oh, where's that gone? He just does that to himself, like pause. And he'll sit there and he'll go into meetings and he's learned. It's not all about him just chat, chat, chat. It's actually pause. Now you go, you know.
And I mean, that's a really good point, isn't it, Mark? Because I think a key part of this is it's not just about your own self-awareness. It's that really powerful tool in terms of how do we communicate with other people. One of the things I really like you've talked about is people on their hard hat having their colours displayed on their hard hat. So if everybody understands the different way that people behave or react based upon their personality, it means we're not taking a one size fits all when it comes to things like even things like toolbox talks, yeah, or tailgate talks they talk about in the US. How do we do this in a way that actually it's going to get the person really engaged and bought in and listening? And they're going to actually then go and put it into practice effectively. I think that's one of the key things.
On that, it's a great observation. So on that, we have our ethics in e-colours, which are very different to ethics on any other personality diversity tool. So one of them is, you're absolutely right, you can display your e-colours however you want to, but that must be your personal choice, right? The company shouldn't force you to do it. We're not here to force you to do it. But if it was me and I'm on an oil rig or I'm out there doing my work, I've got a yellow-red e-person on my hard hat. Deliberately, so that you will know when you come to me, don't try and overload me with tons and tons of detail. You know, we'll get to that, but it's going to take me longer to get it. But can I hold a great conversation? We can socialize. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You know, can we get stuff done? Yeah, we definitely will. You know, I also have lots of empathy, which wouldn't necessarily, you know, show that, but that would come through as well. But when you're talking about toolbox talks, or indeed any kind of communication, top color reds, the doers, they just want to know what and when. What we're doing, when are we doing it by? Okay, fine. But remember, people's second e-colours comes in as well. So reds would be what and when. Greens, anyone with a high green wants to know, well, how are we doing that? Okay, so I know what you want and I know when you want it by. How are we going to do it? Yeah, and that's a green will lead that with a how question every single time. Blues, top colour blues for us, the empathisers, you know, the calm, supportive, loyal people, the glue that holds a lot of teams together. Why? They'll say why. Well, why are we doing that? Okay. And if you explain to them why, then they'll get on board. But if you don't, they'll disengage. Same with the reds and the greens that I've already explained. And for the yellows, who's involved? Can we be involved? Can we help? You know,
we're the golden retrievers of the safety world, aren't we? We just want to be loved by everybody. Yeah.
It doesn't work that way, does it? But yeah, we do. As a yellow blue, it used to bother me a lot that I wasn't loved by everybody because I had the experience of the music before that. But as a yellow red, I'm not concerned. I've done a lot of work on that over the years. If you don't like me, that's fine. But we're still going to have that difficult conversation because we need to have it.
I mean, it's interesting you talked about kids earlier. And I know when we were talking first time around and I talked about my school history exam because I was useless at school. And the most successful exam I ever had was a history exam one time. And I had a teacher who really tapped into me and just encouraged me and got me to a great point where I got a great result. And then we had a choice to go down one of two tracks with our history exams the next year. And I went away from her and onto the other side because I thought it was going to be what I wanted. And it was the biggest mistake I ever made. And I had a teacher who just did none of that. But I look back right to being a kid, actually, this ability to be able to understand somebody's personality, to help them to understand how they can learn. And again, you can then translate it across a lifetime.
It's massive. It's absolutely massive. I wish, and this sounds like a regret. I don't have regrets, I promise you. But I do wish to myself that actually I wish someone had put this in front of me when I was 7, 8, 9, 10 years of age and said, Mark, you're a top colour yellow. You've got some amazing strengths. You're optimistic, enthusiastic, persuasive. You're talkative. You're people orientated. You have some amazing skills to really help people. But you also have these potential limiters, which are disorganised, easily distracted, overly talkative, you know, and other things, you know. You also have these potential limiters. But if you manage those potential limiters and you play to your strengths, you will actually be hugely effective. And I think if I'd have been taught that, I don't think I would have made a lot of the mistakes that I wrote about in Life Remix.
I think it's really fascinating. And I think probably one of the most important points was the discussion about actually fatalities are still not going down. Yeah, they're not going down. So that tells us we've got to have a bit of a rethink as safety professionals. And we can't just keep trying to do the same old things.
We've got to do something different.
We've got to do something different. And again, this isn't a silver bullet, but it's certainly a tool to investigate and look at and have in your armory. And I think the more you can, I'm a coach. That's my full-time job when I'm not joshing with Langdon. And as a coach, it's that, how do we just help people to take information on board and have that self-realization?
I've got a company at Heathrow that's seen a 25% reduction in incidents in the last 12 months by using e-colours in their induction process. So actually, that's a great start point for us in the UK. And statistically, we'll be backing that up with a lot more.
I mean, it ties in perfectly. You think about trying to do things differently, trying to figure out how to do things differently, because if we keep doing things the same way and expect different results, well, we all know
that definition's been
attributed to. Yeah. So I think to me, it's always one of those, even if you're unsure on it, it's still something worth testing, because you still know mental health, wellness, well-being, that is skyrocketing younger population. I mean, you were speaking earlier and I was thinking about that from a demographic standpoint. When you mentioned 10 years ago, a lot less receptivity is now. We talk pretty regularly to the, you know, the C word, post world COVID. It was, you know, you think a few years ago, we settled back to the same old ish. I think procedurally, process wise, but when you bring in the younger population, when you bring in some of that mix where people started realizing, okay, well, I can go out into the regular general population and be affected, get sick, get hurt. So it does seem like we're seeing more holistically of that centralized. So anything that can kind of merge that and make you think differently about your job, that's always... It's a long-winded answer, but
no, it's lovely to hear, and you're absolutely right. We took this to Dubai recently and worked with a very interesting group of about 20 people, Europeans, Africans, Indians, you know, you name it, amazing group. and we took the e-colors to them. And it was really brought home to me the global predictability of diversity of personality, because I was paired up. There was only two yellows in the room, me and one other guy. So I said, come on. So we went off and did our little breakout session. And I was talking to this young guy, you know, from India, you know, a 10-hour flight from my house, you know, completely different, you know, in pretty much every way. And yet, predictable personality tendency. We just sat there and went, yeah, I do that. Yeah, I do that. You know, and then we reported back to the room, and then all the greens did that, all the blues did that, all the reds did that. And then, you know, we all came back, and it's proven predictable personality, 1.4 million people globally. You know, it's an incredible thing. And once you give people the tools, you know, they can accept or reject it. They can decide what to do with it. But as I said, 99% or more of the time, people embrace it and they love it. And actually, quite often after our sessions, they go home and say to their loved ones, saying, I've done this really interesting thing. You know, could you have a look at it as well? Because it can help. It helps any relationship, helps people get better, you know, better at what they do.
They go back to their loved ones and say, I'm sorry, I've been a jackass all these years. I've realized why.
Or they say, I know what your problem is.
The actual thing that is, people say, I'm going to go home and I tell my wife or tell my husband how to do this. I'm like, no, don't do that at all. Don't go telling anybody. But if you go back and say, I've done this really interesting thing. Look at my report. Do you think that sounds like me? Do you want to have a look at it? Do you want to have a go? You can just do this question. You know, if you present it like that, then you're more likely to get people that are going to.
Jules and I are going to be like, Caroline, Lindsay, freaking reds. We know what your problem is, Malcolm. Whatever color it is.
Green.
Greens.
Okay, so a short story just for a bit of fun. My wife is a green over blue. I'm a yellow over red tendencies. And when I met her, I thought she's attractive. She's calm. I really liked her sort of like, you know, chilled, relaxed energy, because I'm a bit, you know, fast-paced, chaotic at times. And I really loved her energy. I really thought it's lovely to be around. But I found her she was so slow to get to any kind of decision or anything. I was like, come on, let's just get on with stuff, you know. And but rather than me get frustrated, I said to her, I said, could you just do this e-colors questionnaire for me? She went, yeah, sure, because she'd done some other stuff at Microsoft and stuff like that. She did it, came out as green over blue, 43% green, very, very high green, right? I only have 9%. And I looked at it and smiled and went, got it, right? And it actually came out when we went to book a holiday prior to me asking her to do the questionnaire, because she said, I want to go to Dubai. I said, no problem. 20 minutes later, I've got everything ready. Flights, the whole thing, done, no problem. She burst into tears. I was like, what's going on? But as it turned out, she was crying because she was like, we haven't planned anything. You haven't looked at our diaries. You don't know where we're going. You've got the best price. You've got this, you've got that. So I stopped. A week later, I got the most amazing spreadsheet with loads of little tabs at the bottom and every little bit of detail that you could ever want about a week in Dubai. And I was like, I remember looking at it going like, okay. But we found a happy medium, equilibrium between us. We booked a lovely holiday. We had a great time. But it was a big lesson for me because I was like, yeah, okay, the woman I'm with has some great strengths. She has some potential limiters, and we need to appreciate one another. And we do now, and it's powerful.
Kind of sounds like me buying cars, Langdon.
Impulsive.
Yeah.
And then, really. Like 3 months later, Langdon, guess what I'm looking at?
Yeah.
Well,
top color, me with putters.
As a top color yellow, I can be quite impulsive. And, you know, I remember walking in, we were buying a big double bed, and I walked into the bed shop and I said, what's your biggest bed? He went, that one. I said, right, well, we'll take that one. Emma's head, she's like, what? She's like, you haven't measured it, you don't know if it's going to fit in the
house.
You haven't done anything. I was going, yeah, but that one, that's fine, that's the one, now let's go. You know, that's fast paced, but she, you know, but he needed time to process, think it through, you know, make sure it was all going to fit, make sure it was the right decision. And a week later we bought the bed, and that's fine. But you know, again, it's just about how you find the equilibrium, how you find the balance,
that's it,
how you improve people. That's what it's about.
Well, it's the first time we've got to buying beds on the podcast, Langdon. I think that's a good point to stop.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that same bed, even better.
Yeah. There you go. Mark, it's been fascinating. I loved your last point as well about starting it at onboarding. I think it's a really good sort of approach to take. We will no doubt have you back on. We might get you and Jason back on together. That might be an interesting podcast.
That would be amazing.
Good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you would need a lot longer.
Well, we'll do a proper Joe Rogan on that one. We'll go all Joe on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for your time. Pleasure. Thanks for an interesting conversation. Langdon, I'm going to hand it to you to give us a wrap.
Thanks, Jules. And thanks, Mark, again. It's been a pleasure. But listeners, for all you out there, as you're going about your day, as you're thinking, how can I do things differently? Remember to take a break, pause, stop, think about what you're doing, think about others around you, and ultimately remember to stay healthy and safe and watch each other's back out there, everyone. Thanks. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Two Bald Guys Talking Safety. Don't forget to follow and subscribe wherever you stream your podcast, or you can visit us at evotix.com.
And if you've liked today's podcast or you found some value from it, we'd really appreciate it if you could head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review or a rating. It really means a lot to us. Thank you.